Okay, so we're diving into AI agents today. A whole stack of articles, and wow, this is big, like software is transforming right in front of us.
Yeah, and it's almost like, you know, how we think. Instead of telling computers each step, it's more like, here's what I want, like a human assistant.
Exactly. Instead of code, you just say, make it happen.
Yeah.
One article had this, buy me the cheapest Virtuoso online offer. Try typing that in a search bar now. Total mess. But an AI agent, that's like their job.
Totally. It's the difference between directions and just saying where you want to go. These AI agents with their large language models, or LLMs, they take the goal and run with it. Understand your meaning, go through tons of data, and bam, results.
Like a personal assistant who's also some kind of internet detective, finding exactly what you need. Now, these articles kept saying loose coupling. I thought we were getting into relationship advice for a second, but no, it's actually how these AI agents work.
It is, and it's why they're so flexible. Think Lego's got to swap bricks without the whole thing collapsing, right?
Yeah.
Loose coupling means the AI agent's parts, like how it talks to you, the data it uses, even logging in, can be changed without breaking everything.
So one day it's helping me budget, the next it's making my dream vacation itinerary, all seamlessly.
Exactly. And this is where it gets really cool. The articles talk about five big principles for strong AI agents. Conversational interaction, loose coupling with data spaces, ubiquitous access, loose coupling with identity providers, that's the login stuff, and then declarative creation via description. Sounds complex, but it's all about making these agents powerful and user-friendly.
Okay, gotta unpack some of those. They're huge. Ubiquitous access, does that mean this AI agent is like always there for any phone, computer, popping up on websites?
Precisely. Always on call, no matter what device you're on.
And this ubiquitous access, it reminds me of something else. They talked about how powerful these tools are, but now anyone can use them.
Exactly. You don't got to be some coding genius to use AI agents.
Wow. Oh, and one article had the use case totally blew me away. AI agents changing how we even read the news.
Yeah. Remember RSS feeds, blog rolls. Before social media took over, this AI agent, it's like that, but way better.
So instead of endless scrolling or those news apps, you're saying I could have an AI agent making a news feed just for me.
Exactly. It's like your own personal news guy cutting through all the junk, giving you just the good stuff from sources you trust.
Man, that would be amazing these days. You know, it's like you're drowning in information, but who knows what to believe? Where do you even start?
Exactly. And get this, it can use those old things. RSS feeds, pulling articles from all your favorite places. No more clicking around like crazy.
So no more clickbait, just good stuff I actually want to read. I'm sold. Way better than algorithms thinking they know me better than I do.
That's it. You're back in control, deciding what you want to see. It's about like taking charge of what you read, getting a clear view of things.
This is wild.
And
that's just one example. We've got declarative creation via description too.
Sure.
Sounds like a magic spell or something.
Right. Imagine this. You make your own software, no coding needed. That's the power of it.
Hold on. So I could be like, I need a tool to organize my money and track investments. And it just totally.
That's the goal. It's not about how anymore. It's about what you want to do. You set the target. The AI agent figures out the rest.
Incredible. Like having a whole team of like software people ready to build anything I could imagine. No more wrestling with code or trying to use those clunky programs.
Now anyone can be a creator, even if they don't know tech. That's so exciting.
I can't even imagine. But with AI doing everything, what about jobs? Are we all going to be out of work soon?
A lot of people are asking that, and it makes sense. But actually, the articles, they have a different take.
Really? Because honestly, I've totally looked at my to-do list and thought, an AI could do this.
Haha, probably. But here's the thing. They're more like helpers, not replacements. They take care of the boring stuff so we can focus on the creative, bigger picture things.
So not competition, more like partners.
Mm-hmm.
Like superpowered sidekicks helping us do our best work.
Exactly. It's about figuring out how humans and AI work best together.
Okay, that's definitely better. But back to AI agents for a sec.
Oh.
We talked about news and making software, but these articles mentioned so much more. It's like they could change, well, everything.
Oh, absolutely. Like personalized learning, huge potential there. Imagine AI agents that know your learning style, your strengths, and make a plan just for you.
Like a personal tutor, always there. No more falling behind or feeling lost trying to learn something new by yourself.
Exactly. Think about it. Learning your whole life, AI agents could help us keep up in our fields, try new things, even get ready for new careers.
Mind-blowing. And to think, we're just scratching the surface of what these things can do.
We're just getting started. That's what makes this so exciting. But like any powerful tech, we got to be smart and make sure these changes are good for everyone.
It's like we're stepping into like a whole new world,
yeah,
right? Where we can learn and do things we never even thought about before, all thanks to technology.
Exactly. And it's not just us, you know, as individuals. Imagine AI agents tackling like climate change or healthcare, even making education more equal for everyone.
Wow. Yeah. Like we're handing over these huge problems to a new generation of like super smart helpers that can figure things out way faster than we ever could.
Exactly. And it all goes back to what we talked about, that loose coupling with data spaces, because these AI agents can look at information from everywhere. They see these connections, these patterns that we might totally miss as humans.
So instead of just our own limited view, we've got AI agents helping us see the bigger picture, finding solutions we never would have even thought of.
Exactly. It's like, how do we combine what humans are good at with what AI is good at? That's how we make things better for everyone.
That's powerful. But hey, let's talk to our listener for a sec. We've covered a lot, and I bet they're having all sorts of thoughts, maybe some questions too.
For sure. And that's what's so cool. This whole field is changing so fast. We're all learning as we go.
Exactly. So to everyone listening, we want to hear from you. What's got you most interested about these AI agents? What are you excited about? And what worries you? Because, you know, this is uncharted territory. We're all figuring this out together.
I agree. The future of AI, it's not just about the tech. It's about all of us figuring out how to use it. And yeah, that's a conversation worth having.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into AI agents, everyone. Until next time.